All right, welcome back to the Bushnell Project. This is John Bushnell with the podcast for Making Marriage Great. I hope yesterday's message was encouraging to you, and I want to get back into God's Word and really administer the ministry of God's Word. So just praying the Holy Spirit would give us ears to hear what He has to say here, and if it's my opinion, that He would block that, right? So let's get away from my opinion, look at what God has to say about this love thing, and I want to start with verse 4. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. So looking at verse 4 again, that I read all the way through the beginning of verse 8, but love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. Looking at, you know, when we are trying to cherish our wives or anyone in our life, our parents, our siblings, if you're a dad, then our children, if you're in my season where you've got son-in-laws and daughters-in-laws, future son-in-laws and daughters-in-laws, maybe where you've got grandchildren, there's, you know, loving a grandchild, that's a no-brainer. That's super easy, right? That comes super, super easy. And you know, no problem there. But what about the others? How do we really love them? Well, I think showing patience, you know, when especially younger men and myself are acting like me back in the day, I need to be patient with them, right? That's showing love. And with my wife, why can't I be patient with my wife? When I get home from a long day or I've had a long week and I travel a lot, and it is feasible for Beth and I not to see each other for days, even weeks. This summer, we were apart for almost 2 months. So when I get back from that, I need to have energy. I need to reserve with my wife so that I can be patient and so that I'm not harsh toward her. Getting back to Colossians chapter 3, verse 19, right? Don't want to be harsh. I don't want to cause bitterness. So when love is, when you're fueled up or you have a little extra in your tank, being patient and kind, that should come pretty easily when you love someone, right? So even when we don't love someone at work, I can be super patient with people at work. I can be super patient with young people that I'm mentoring and things like that. I need to be patient with my wife. She may want to talk about something that maybe I don't really, I'm not in the mood for it. I need to be patient. I need to be kind. And so love is patient. Love is kind. That's what it is. Love does not envy or boast. And this is an area where I think sometimes men can get a little over the top, right? They're boasting about, well, I need time for this, or I need me time, or this game is not a big deal. She just needs to get over it. Okay, what are we doing here? We're envying the fact that our wife wants to have a say in our life and that maybe that game is not a good idea. Maybe we should be patient and listen to her and not be all envying that she's speaking into our life or boasting that I know better, right? Oh, ouch. Yeah. So let's be careful of that, guys. And again, I come to you guys not as a perfect man. I am not a perfect husband. I'm not a perfect father. Talk to my kids. They will tell you. And they've got my permission to tell them. But of course, they are speaking from a much younger man's perspective, if you know what I mean. But I do come to you, though, from God's Word and the ministry of God's Word to say, hey, here's what God is saying to us, gentlemen. Let's not be envy or boast, because that's not love. And let's not be arrogant or rude. How do you treat your wife? So let's think about this practical thing for today. To think of a way that maybe your wife experiences you that is rude. That is rude. I've got some, you know, if I leave the clothes on the floor instead of putting it in a hamper, that to her is rude. So I put my clothes in a hamper because I want to now, but because I love her and I don't want my love to stink, right? Because if I'm going to be rude, then that's affecting my how she feels about my love toward her. So what's one thing you can do today where you can be less rude or less boasting or less envious towards your wife, and in turn, show patience and kindness and be gentle and cherishing to her? God bless you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.